We have a fun Demean Sherpa panel today. First of all, for everyone who's listening and not watching, you do totally have to take a moment to check out the haircuts happening on this show. Other than that, we hear about a domain that the last time Joshua Reason was on the show, he talked about buying the domain. Already, about 3 months later, he's talking about selling the domain. The guys get into the end user market on threeletter.coms. We talk about the influx of new investors and market adjustments. Josh Reason has bids on every single name on the NameJet list, so lots to discuss. Enjoy the show. Hey, Sherpa Network, I'm Tess Diaz, executive producer of DomainSherpa.com, and today we're doing a Domain Sherpa review. What's happening? Josh and Drew, so good to see you guys. Love the haircuts, or lack therein. why don't you guys introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about what you got going on lately. Josh Reason, why don't you go first?
Yeah, so I've just been I've been full-time in the industry recently, and obviously I've got DNWE going on, and just super, super busy trying to buy a bunch of names. I mean, typically buying, you know, dozens of names every day at the moment, trying to find a way to get some more of the big names as well. And obviously, yeah, like I said, working really hard with DNWE.com with Josh Schoen. And It's been good. I've had a pretty good start to the year, so I can't complain.
Congrats. Yeah, I think it's cool that we have the two partners on DNWE in, together on here. That's cool.
That's the DNWE takeover.
Uh-oh, better watch out, Drew. All right, Joshua Schoen, introduce yourself.
Yeah, just an investor. Been busy running DNWE with Josh, and yeah, it's going well. That definitely spending a lot of time there and helping it grow, and we're looking forward to releasing some cool new updates soon. And me personally, just still hunting down the big names, and occasionally dabbling in some other TLDs and buying some smaller stuff, but yeah, staying busy.
Pretty cool. And who are you? Drew?
Oh, me? I'm nobody. I'm just...
Just a guy.
I'm just this guy. I like to listen. I'm a silent observer.
Well, we'll see about that. All right, let's kick it off then. Let's talk about a domain you've bought, sold, or brokered in the past few weeks. Josh Reason, you're up first.
Okay. Let's go with... So I got an interesting one because the last time I was on the show, I said that I bought beunstoppable.com, and I just sold it. So we should do that one.
That's cool.
I like it.
All right.
Didn't sell to Unstoppable Domains?
No, it didn't. Nope. They probably should have bought it, though.
Yeah, they probably should have.
Should have, would have, could have. Not allowed to ask questions. Yeah. Josh Schoen, do you already know the price?
I think
he knows.
He knows. I think I do. I think I do.
We see how you guys operate over there.
Here's the thing. Before we go any further, there is a little bit of a dilemma here because I think I know all of his buys and all of his sales, and I think he knows all of my buys and all of my sales.
That is true.
We'll pretend for the benefit of the audience anyway.
So Drew, you got to go
first. Beunstoppable.com, I'm going to say $5,888.
Okay.
Josh?
Yeah.
What would you guess if you didn't know?
If I didn't know. Yeah. I mean, I love the domain. I think it's an awesome call to action. I mean, if I didn't already know the price, I would think it's a five figure name all day. I would say probably 15K or so, maybe more. I think it's a really nice domain.
Yeah. So I sold it for 20K.
Wow.
Sold it for 20K, six payments. So, I got the first payment and there's five more payments, over the next 5 months. But it's already, equal payments. Yeah.
And how are you, where did that transaction happen?
It was from a landing page.
So you knew who the buyer was, you negotiated directly.
No, they hit the bin. They hit the buy it now. Ah. No negotiation. I just got the sale into my inbox and it's already
landing pages.
I use various ones. I use Dan. I've been using Squad Help recently as well.
And this has actually been really good.
This one went through Squad Help. Yeah.
And it's a 6 month payment plan with equal payments. Is that like a predetermined?
I determined it. So I think they go up to 24 months on Squad Help. On Dan, they go up to 5 years. But I don't have any above 6 months on Squad Help, and on Dan, I don't have any above 12 months. With equal payments like that, I'm not going to go equal payments, like one payment over 60 months. I just, mm-hmm. you get $200 on and then they default after 3 months or whatever. I mean, I can't be doing with that. It's already forwarding to I don't know, some guy that's forwarding it to a hyphenated name. It's kind of funny. But I think it's a book. I paid like $1,200 for it in a GoDaddy expired auction two or three mm-hmm. months ago. I thought it was a five figure name. It's really difficult to get those kind of names right now. I tried to buy a bunch more, but the prices mm-hmm. are pretty high. Like right now at auction, I think beawesome.com is at a GoDaddy expired auction. And like, it's already a crazy price. I think it's at like $4,000 already, or $3,500. And I prefer be unstoppable, to be honest. And it's just crazy how, like for me, that signifies, you know, how the market is accelerating over the last just 3 months. Because I was able to get a much better deal 3 or 4 months ago, and now it's just getting out of control. So
what's Be Awesome at?
It's at $3,500 right now, and it's got 2 days left. So I mean, I guess it's probably going to reach 5K plus.
Be awesome. Be awesome. Yes. I don't know. Doesn't do anything for me.
Be unstoppable.
Doesn't do anything for me either.
I have to say, like, and to the credit of both of you guys are like some of the few that actually have been like humbling me, as difficult a task as that may be. And the reason being that, you know, I never would have priced Be Unstoppable at $20,000. $5,000, I thought that's about on the money, you know. But I really, who was I chatting with? I think it was Sean Markey. And, we're talking about some other name that was, it was a great name, you know, on GoDaddy. And he told me the name and said, hey, I don't know if you saw this one or not. And I was like, oh man, great name. You know, I'd buy that up to X. And he's like, yeah, it's already above X. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, it'll go for probably two or three times that. And I'm just like, when did I get out of touch with, like, you know, that end of the market? I think I'm still, you know, very much in touch with the higher end of the market. But, you know, these smaller names, these four and five bigger names, man, I'll be the first to say, like, I'm out of touch. I don't know. I don't,
The market has changed so drastically over the last 12 months, though. It's like, it's not, it's like if you're not going through auctions all day, every day, even at the lower end, right? Like trying to pick up the kind of like the diamonds in the rough, then it's almost impossible to stay up to date with like how to price these. It's so you need to be so dynamic at the moment.
Well, and yeah, you're saying you're buying, you know, 12 domains a day right now, and
probably more.
Okay, and Drew, really? How many domains a day are you buying?
I don't know. You know better than I do. One or two?
Yeah.
But well, I'm trying to scale two different business models, right? I'm trying to scale the business model of like low end names.
So am I. I got the biggest domain brokerage in the world, and then I'm, you know, still my favorite part of the business is being a domain investor. So I'm trying to scale two businesses too. And it used to be feasible and easy. If I was starting out today, I don't think that I could do both. I don't think that I could possibly build the portfolio that we built, ignoring market circumstances, just looking at time and competition. I don't think that I could do both. I don't think I could have built the brokerage that we built and built the portfolio that we built. I don't think those two things would have been compatible anymore.
You could, but could you do them both as well as you've done them? Probably not.
No. And I mean, I work harder than anybody. Maybe Mike Mann works more hours just because he doesn't need sleep. But like, I work slow days, 13, 14 hours. And most days I'm working 14 to 16 hours. Some days, like last week when I'm playing catch up, you know, I'm working 16, 18 hours. How do you work more than that? How, you know what I mean? And I'm working hard. Like I don't even stand up. So I don't know how I could do it. Because like I said, I'm buying one or two names a day. And that's more a function of not having the time to go through the auction list, the way that I used to, and less about, you know, not finding names I want to buy. I think there's more names out there that I would want to buy than usual. Less at the high end. There's very few names, the really great names that I love to buy. There's very few of those coming to market. But still, that mid-tier of names that I want to buy in the, let's say, you know, anything from $500 to $5,000 that I then want to sell for, you know, $10,000 to $25,000, or maybe, yeah, probably $10,000 to $25,000. Those names, I'm just not buying them anymore. I don't have the time to go through the list.
One thing I'll say about that is that it seems that when I look back on the last 12 months, there are still a lot of opportunities to buy the higher end names that I didn't take because I was a little bit picky on, you know, a couple of thousand here and there, $5,000, $10,000, whatever it might be. Like one that always comes to mind at the moment for me was the one that you bought, Drew, off Jack, Hypernova. That one still bothers me because he messaged me about that one as well, and I just didn't click, and it's like the biggest steal ever. So yeah, there's still opportunities that come up all the time.
Yeah.
And as you miss opportunities and lose sleep over those, you're resetting, and that's the educational piece too. Sometimes
totally.
We buy crap that shouldn't have been bought, and other times we pass. And you know, I think those two together, plus your wins and pricing variations, that's how you get where you are right now, sitting telling everyone else your expertise. You know, so
yeah. I think in hindsight, it's probably better to have a little bit more crap in the portfolio as long as you get the good stuff as well. Just because the margins are so high on the really good stuff that it's generally going to make up for, you know, one or two mistakes here and there. I think.
Oh no, it makes up for a lot more mistakes than that. I've got nine mistakes for every home run.
Yeah, exactly.
But the home runs, you know, make up for it by a long shot.
All right, tell us about a home run. What's a name you bought or sold lately?
Okay, so I just bought GNX
gnx.com.
Gnx.com. You do love a three-letter that ends in X, too.
I sure do. All right.
Josh's, what do you think he paid for it?
Man, that's a nice one. I mean, amazing letters ending in X. I mean, you can't get much better than that.
Bought it from an end user.
Yeah. I'm going to...
Never been on the market.
No hints.
Yeah. That can add a little premium, that's for sure. I'm gonna say you paid up for this one. I mean, considering all those factors, and yeah, I'm gonna say you went 50K on it.
Okay, 50K. Yeah. What do you think, Mr. Reason?
So you bought it from.
You should have a vlog called Unreasonable.
Be unreasonable.
Be unreasonable.
That should be the name of your blog. The Unreasonable by Josh Reason.
I like it. I'll consider it. So you bought it from NeoGrid, huh?
Yep.
Did you approach them?
No, you're not allowed to ask questions first. First, guess the price, then you go into the questions.
Just upset with the deal flow that this guy gets.
Listen, I sell more domains than anybody else on the planet Earth. Of course, I'm going to have my finger on the pulse. Of course, I'm going to see all these.
I think you paid 45K for it.
Okay, so you both are pretty close together in your guess. And for the record, Be Unreasonable, someone has owned since 2006, and it's at CSC. It looks like a corporate domain. It doesn't resolve. Interesting. Well, I guess why would it resolve? That would be reasonable. Anyway, back to GNX. So, Drew, 46 to 50K, yes, no? Are they in the range?
No. So usually everybody underguesses because I usually overpay, but... overpay for, you know, the great names, because I don't want to make the mistakes that Josh was just mentioning, which is coming back and regretting passing on. You know, you got to understand that asymmetry in the domain market. You know, really, I've said this on Domain Sherpa for, you know, as long as I've been coming on Domain Sherpa. Overpay if you have to get the best names, because it will pay back every single time. As long as you're qualified to judge what is a great domain. Getting a great name is far more important than the price you paid, within reason, because they're one-off. And so as long as you're paying, you know, some degree of a, you know, an investor price, somebody's going to be willing to pay more at some point, as long as you're willing to hold it. And it's a great name with, you know, clear demand being judged by use in commerce and use in culture of the SLD, the part to the left of the dot. There will always be demand. It's just a matter of time. So anyways, but GNX.com, you know, was not that case. And I got it for 25 grand. And I think that was a steal. That's probably my favorite threeletter.com I bought in a while at a good price. Like, I've got some other great ones over the last 12, 18 months, 24 months, but not at a price where I thought, oof, that was a good buy.
Yeah, you paid liquidation price. Those are that's what names are getting liquidated for
I think it would probably go for, you know, not a lot more, but probably a little bit more, just because it's NENX, you know, GN. And my guess is, I literally just transferred to us today, so I don't know yet, but my guess is it has a ton of traffic, because GMX is Germany's largest email company. It's like, you know, the Hotmail or AOL of Germany. You also have, like, you know, GNC, and you've got, you know, there's just a ton of end user monikers around GNX. So
it's also got a domain. It's also got a domain rating of 40 from an SEO standpoint.
It's got love.
It's pretty good.
Solid name. I'm really, really happy with that name.
Yeah, that's a really nice deal.
Great name exchange. Great name exchange.
Global name exchange.
Hey.
You know, I actually was doing a little due diligence on the name, and I think I can't tie this together, but there's like Sears Roebuck had a bunch of trademarks around GNX, and Neogrid owned another domain called, it was called like, I don't know, Global Network Exchange or something like Geo Network, I don't know. And I was just looking at what that was, and it was basically a global network of like the back end of retailers to be able to exchange supply among retailers. And it was patented, and it was all this stuff. So I don't know if it was part of Sears. I don't know. But at some point, it was owned by Oracle, you know, back in the 90s. So anyways, I like it. I like this name a lot.
Yeah, and that's a great one.
And how do you recommend someone else listening to this find a name like that?
So I didn't actually find this name, so I can't take credit for that. You know, one of my domain chaser guys found it, brought it to me, and you know, we took it from there.
Okay, and the pricing was easy to come up with?
He already locked it at that price and was like, hey, you know, you're getting the first shot here, you want it. So there was literally no negotiation, there was no nothing. It was, you know, this wasn't a typical deal. The whole thing was locked and loaded. It came to my desk and he said, it's yours for the taking if you want it. I took it and that was it. Although actually that wasn't it. Actually, there's more to this story. There's several learnings actually involved here. This is a big U.S. company, and they, for whatever reason, they wouldn't use escrow.com because none of the employees were willing to upload their personal information to complete the KYC test. You know, we had a similar situation, which we overcame, but we had a similar situation with another big corporate client recently. But they just refused. This one was no matter what. So this deal has actually been happening over the last easily a month, maybe even 6 weeks, because we couldn't. I mean, we were going to do escrow.domains. We were doing escrow.com. Then we were just going to use a lawyer. And ultimately, these guys just weren't having it. They literally came down to, if you want this domain, send us the money. We'll transfer the domain to you. And at some point, I just said, all right, I'm going to just roll the dice here. And I just wired the money. And to their credit, they transferred the domain instantly.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you got to think like a big company like that, you know, they're not going to risk the reputation. I mean, it's probably going to be pretty safe. I mean, if they didn't transfer you the name and they just kept the money, I mean, you would go crazy. You would out them. I mean, they don't want that. So.
Yeah. You know,
Drew wouldn't go crazy. What are you saying?
I'm pretty passive in those situations. It's easy to say that. And I've run into this. This isn't my first rodeo, right? I've had this situation before. And unfortunately, I have had the situation where we wired the money and people said, yeah, you know, and I've never had the money stolen from me, but it was just still a pain in the butt to work it out. It's not always that easy. I mean, even with a big company, even though you know they're not going to steal your money, it doesn't necessarily guarantee they're going to transfer the domain. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to transfer it in a timely fashion. You know, it can be, I still prefer every single time to use an escrow agent, but you know, it can be troublesome. But this one worked out. Thank you, Neogrid. And
congrats. Yeah, we want to hear what
you're saying. Actually, funny enough, you know what's super funny is as I'm doing due diligence on this name, I'm looking at, hey, what other domains do these guys own? And I'm looking back at historical records, and I saw some of the domains that we own, that they own. And we bought another domain that these guys owned, but that they let expire, and we bought it in a, I don't know where, I probably could look. I think it was a NameJet auction, but I bought WWRE.com from them. I saw that in the portfolio, in the historical portfolio, and I thought, wait a minute, WWRE.com, I recognize that domain. And then I looked back and I was like, oh yeah, I bought it. So yeah, it was pretty funny. We bought a domain from these folks in an expired domain auction a few years ago.
WWRE, huh? Worldwide real estate?
Worldwide real estate, baby. I mean, come on. I thought that was a heck of a name. Never had an inquiry on it, but I liked it.
What are you going to price GNX for?
1 trillion dollars. No, I don't know. Probably, you know, let's say at a minimum 250 and up to 500.
Okay.
Seems fair. Yeah.
Drew, how have you been doing with threeletter.coms recently? I gotta say that I feel like the market from an end user standpoint is not as good as it used to be.
I mean, I don't know. I think we've been doing pretty good. I mean, I remember like 2 years ago, and again, I'm talking end user market, which is also what you qualified, right? We are not talking about the wholesale market, because the wholesale market is a disaster, right? Like the wholesale market's down
100%, 50%,
70% from 2015 levels. It's down at least 50% over the last 12 months. So again, that's at the wholesale level. But at the end user level, I think prices are higher than they've ever been. I remember like 2 years ago, again, end user market, we sold, I think we own, I don't know, somewhere between 80 and 100 three letters. And we sold, I think, like six, about 2 years ago for end user prices, you know, all in the six figures. And, that was, for me, unprecedented. We have more threeletter.coms than we did then, and we're selling less, but still, I think we sold maybe two at end user prices this year. So when you ask me, like, how is the end user market? Like, yeah, I mean, maybe I sold two out of whatever it is, call it 100 for round numbers. So we sold 2%. But, you know, the margin on these sales is huge. So most of these are happening at, you know, a 10 to 20X. So, you know, you sell two a year, it pays for the last 5 years of purchases.
Yeah. So the answer is, it probably is down a little bit, but it's not down enough for it to matter.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, everything, everything is a yin and a yang. I think it's very clear that the market, you know, the end user market that is red hot is the one word market.
Yeah.
And, and if we look at the stock market, it's like, okay, well, what are the companies that are booming? The companies that are booming are consumer facing SaaS businesses, or consumer facing ad businesses. And although their profits are not, you know, booming, but their stock price is. And so those are the businesses that want a oneword.com as a brand. And, very generally speaking. And then it's the B2B companies and the investment cap companies, you know, those are the ones that, you know, big conglomerates, holding businesses. Those are the ones that typically buy threeletter.com, in my experience. B2B companies, like, you know, it's some B2B software business or some holding business or, you know, something like whatever group or, it's conglomerates generally, but typically B2B type of businesses or financial. So, those are not necessarily the types of businesses I would be expecting to be, you know, splurging in this market, whereas, you know, consumer tech, consumer facing businesses, direct to consumer businesses are the types of businesses I expect, if not to be booming in this market, to be aggressively trying, right? To and meaning that even if you're struggling because of COVID, you're still, if you want to have a go at being a successful business in this environment, you need to double down online, which means getting the best domain you can, you know, doing the most aggressive marketing you can, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I think it's all very explainable. I don't think there's a lot of randomness to why money is flowing into one words and maybe less to three letters.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't think they're going out of style, though. I mean, it's not like, you know, you'll hold that forever. Baby. I mean, yeah.
Scarcity is the name of the game. You know, I everybody's got these freaking bullshit investment theses. And it's like, you know, can they create more of it? Yes. Don't invest in it. Can they create more of it? No. Good. Check, you know, first step, check. Threeletter.com, you know, demand isn't going anywhere. You know, it'll ebb and flow, but, you know, great threeletter.com is not going anywhere. So I love it. You know, it's like gold, really. It's like, I look at threeletter.com like gold coins, you know, or I guess, you know, since it's, you know, they cost about the same as 10 gold coins today. Maybe like more like a bar of gold, but it's like, you know, you just keep stacking those things. You don't sell them. You don't buy a bar of gold and then trade it when the price goes up, or, you know, 20%, you buy it and you put it away. And, you know, you hope you never have to take it out of the closet. And I kind of look at threeletter.coms that way. It's like, I just stack them. When the prices are low and you get good opportunities to buy a name like a GNX, I mean, you just buy it and put it away. And I mean, you made money already, you know what I mean? Or even if you didn't make money, you know, you stored wealth. That is a store of wealth. That threeletter.com is scarce and they cannot make more of them. And the more businesses that develop on an alternative TLD that matches those three letters, the more valuable yours becomes. You know, and you just hold indefinitely until somebody comes along and makes you sell. And that's kind of like how, that's the same way I look at Bitcoin, same way I look at gold. And that's the way I look at these liquid domains. I used to look at twoletter.coms like that, but then, you know, the market came along and made me sell. So now we only have one left. But, you know, threeletter.coms, I mean, you know, when back in 2015, we did sell quite a few, because even in the wholesale market, because, you know, the wholesale price got up to like between 60 and 80 grand. And, you know, it was like, all right, you want to give me, you know, you want to give me 75 grand for that? All right, here you go. You want to buy four of these at 75 grand? All right. You know, but yeah. Anyway, sorry for the long-winded.
Wait, that's why you're on here. Yeah. All right, your turn, JS. Would you buy or sell lately?
Yeah, so I was just going through my list. I'm going to go with getaster.com. So GetAster, like the flower. And it's kind of got a interesting, a little bit of an interesting story. So I'm going to go with that one.
All right.
Get,
yeah, Shane.
Aster.
Our expert isn't here.
Yeah. So Aster is the keyword, and then get is the prefix.
And Aster is a flower.
Aster is a flower, yeah.
Did you know that before this domain came up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I've heard of the flower.
I've never heard of an Aster. And both of my parents
really?
Are
like, really?
Flores, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah.
Pretty okay.
Get
purple
Aster.
Flower.
Yeah, it's a good looking flower.
Yeah, I can't even open my browser because of this stupid program that's running. All right, I'll go. I'm going to say $4,999.
Wow, you're all about the fun pricing today, are you?
No, I just, you know, yeah. I like exactitude.
All right.
Yeah, I'm I would be pricing that one around like 2995. It was registered at the beginning of the year. So it's a hand reg, and
that it was.
2995 makes would be about where I'd price it.
All right.
So yeah, interesting story. So last year I acquired Aster.co, Aster.co, and really cool .co. I thought. And in January I got an offer, got a inquiry on Aster.co, and I was actually talking to Josh and another guy, and you know, saying, you know, what should I price this at? I mean, I, you know, already had an idea, but you know, we're talking about it. And I think Josh looked up getaster.com to see if it was available, because you know, a lot of companies, if they can't get an exact match .co or .io or, you know, .com for that matter, they will stick a prefix on there, you know, get, my, use, by, try, you know, any of those, but get is definitely probably maybe the most popular prefix. And so he saw that it was available and he goes, hey, like, take this off the market, go reg it right now. And just so that maybe the people that you're talking to right now about Aster.co can.
Right, who said this? The other Josh right here sitting next to you?
Yeah, exactly. A little piece of advice. And so he's like, yeah, go reg that one for, you know, $8.47 or whatever it is at GoDaddy, or $10, and yeah, take it off the market.
What does Squad Help pay for those, you know, like when you suggest a name and then they register it and it sells? What do they pay as a referral fee?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't do any of that.
I pay Josh for my time with DMWE. So so that's what happened. So I registered it and you know, took it off the hand reg market, just so maybe they couldn't then skip out on buying Aster.co and go get Aster. And so that was in January, and then it was last month that another interesting part of the story is Laszlo. So after I got the domain, after I registered getaster.com, I immediately put it on Dan. I put it on Dan, I think, for buy it now of $2,995. And funny enough, so that was the buy it now. And then Laszlo from Dan actually emailed me directly last month, I think beginning of June, and said that they had a buyer that wanted to buy getaster.com and was going to offer $2,200, and which is kind of weird because I had make offer on the lander. Usually if someone wants to make an offer on Dan, they're just going to make an offer on the lander directly and it's going to come to me. But this is kind of weird that it came from, that I got an email from a Dan employee with an offer, like he's actually kind of being the middleman, being the broker. So the potential buyer offered $2,200 apparently. And I mean, I hand registered it for $8. So I just said, I emailed it back and I said, sure, let's do it. $2,200. I'll pay a 9% commission. I mean,
so maybe
yeah.
Yeah, whatever. No, I'm not gonna shit on the parade. It's a beautiful sale.
Yeah. But clearly, I mean, I didn't really care. Right? That's the thing. Yes, I didn't care who it was.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It didn't matter. Free money. I'll take my $2,000 profit after commission or whatever. I don't give a crap if it was Dan trying to buy it themselves. Who cares?
No. I'm not implying that at all. I don't believe that would be the case. But I think that you know, probably the guy paid $29.95. Probably he just didn't know how to do the checkout. You know, probably the guy literally just emailed Dan and said, I want to buy this domain, how do I do it? Or, you know, whatever part of their system didn't work for him. And they were like, oh yeah, we'll do it. And then that was, you know, the price you probably paid the full price, you know, just with the commission baked up.
Possibly. Yeah. And I mean, even if that did happen, you know,
it's whatever. No, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I'm not implying that there's
but that is interesting.
It's totally legit, right? Like, they're adding value and, you know.
Sure, sure.
That's it.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And
when you know that that something is already, you know, there's a challenge with the system or for some reason they're going outside the box, you know, you want to be as efficient with your time as possible, especially knowing, I mean, you're right, it's free money, but it's only $2,000. And so there's a point when you just move on to the next one. So it sounds like in terms of the amount of time that it took was really, really efficient for your overall process.
Yeah. I mean, it was really efficient. I mean, it was a one reply to Laszlo. I said, sure, I'll do it. And then he was like, okay, great. I'll set it up. And, you know, I don't know what happened on the back end, but that was great. Got my payment pretty quick and, you know, hand ragged a $2,000 profit. I'll do that all day.
I'll say this. I think there's a pretty important takeaway that new investors probably would appreciate an understanding of, in that once you get past Aster.com and you go to whatever is next, whether that be Aster.co, Aster.io, Aster.net, GetAster.com, GoAster.com, suddenly is just an array of options that you can't control. You can't control all of them, right? You, for every single brand, you can't control all of them, which means that your buyer pool becomes diluted because they have so many different options. Like, they can go anywhere.
What do you mean your buyer pool? No. I agree with what you're saying, but I think you're just saying it wrong.
Sorry.
The buyer pool doesn't become diluted.
It becomes
the value of any individual option in the pool of potential options becomes diluted in value.
That's what I mean. And because of that, it's more of a gamble, right? That's why the lower end of the market doesn't really perform as well as the higher end of the market, because when you buy Aster.com, the person who buys that, there's no alternative. It's a must have.
Yeah.
Like the .net or the .co is not an alternative. But when you buy .co, there are viable alternatives that they could easily go out and buy, and there's no negative impact to do so. Which is why I said, like, hey, GetAster.com is available. You might as well just register it, because if they approach you with the .co and you know, you price it at $15,000 and they say, I'll just register the, you know, getaster.com for $5, which is like, it's like one of these things. Like, what am I going to do? So, you know, the whole thing in general is like, you've got to be really in tune with like trends, with the trends of what end users are doing, because if you're not in tune with the trends, you're never going to sell those names. Because you just don't know what's about.
Let me give an alternative take.
Go.
Just don't,
don't mess around in that area.
I don't want to say that because, again, you know, you guys are humbling me, and you know, Josh registered this domain and sold it for $2,000. Like,
that's kind of lucky, proof, though. I mean, if you look,
proof is in the pudding. But that's right. It's lucky, right? And for each one of those, like, how many other domains have you hand registered over the last, you know, 2 or 3 years? How many domains do you think you hand registered? A lot, right?
Yeah, I mean,
how many of those have sold? It's just in the ballpark. I mean, like, not trying to like shine a light on you. I mean, I'm happy to talk about my numbers. I just don't hand register many names anymore. Like, I've sold two that I've like that might even be legit. Like, I might have sold two domains that I've hand registered ever in my life.
And that's why I say it's kind of lucky, because I mean, I don't hand reg that many names. And normally you would think that in order to get one sale of a getkeyword.com, you're going to have to reg, you know, maybe 100 to get maybe one sale or to get maybe two sales. And I registered one and then I got the sale. So that's why I say, I mean, it was, you know, super lucky. You know, it's probably not going to happen again. I mean, if I registered one more with a good keyword, I mean, the odds of selling it are probably going to be pretty low, and maybe I'll just end up dropping it in the next year. So, yeah.
I think too, looking at what percent of your portfolio is hand registered is very small, and also what percent of your carrying costs are domains at that level is very small. And so to domain investors who are listening, that's the key. You know, sure, occasionally you think of something great that you can hand register, but most of your budget, time, energy,